with the youth, we discussed some reasons why he came. I mean, if he came, there's a reason why he came. And we actually looked at many of the reasons. And we're going to read just a couple of scriptures, and then we have another little side thing we're going to do. And it won't take very long. How about John 1:14? This is the mystery of what all is going on that we're going to celebrate again. Not there yet? Okay. Yes. We're good. You're good.
The Word became flesh, dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth.
The Word, capital W, became flesh. Amazing. God took on a human form. I told the kids this morning, it's like us becoming an ant. Would you want to do it? Hardly. We think humans aren't so bad, but when you're all God of everything, to become a man, it's quite a step down. But why did he come to this earth? What was his reasons? We're just going to look at four quick reasons why he came. And these are not all of them, but it's some of them. How about 1 Timothy 1:5? Okay, that's not what I had. Well, that's all right. I must have put down the wrong one. Christ came into the world to save sinners. This is what I was looking for. That's not quite the same thing. So, yeah. How about Luke 10:19? This is probably the main reason he came. For us. He loved us. And he came to save us. To take our place on the cross, which we deserved. And because he did this, is the next reason. John 10:10. Okay, he wants us to have abundant life. That's one of the reasons he came. And 1 John 3:8. Okay. The reason he appeared was to destroy the devil's work, which he did on the cross through his shed blood. But that's one of the reasons he came, to destroy the enemy's works. And one last one, John 14:9. Okay, Jesus came to show us what God is really like. He's not a grumpy old man with a long beard who's out to send everybody to hell, but he loves us. He's saying, Philip, don't you know me? Don't you know that? He said, show us the Father. He says, well, if you see me, you've seen the Father. They do everything the same. So Jesus revealed to us really what God is like, God the Father. Him and Jesus are exactly the same. Now, the point of all this, Jesus came with a purpose, for a reason. He had a mission. He wasn't down here just living willy-nilly, kind of just doing things. And he lived each day. Think about this. Each day, each hour, each moment, intentionally. with purpose. Did Jesus do anything just because? No. Every word, every action, everything had a purpose. And it was to fulfill what God wanted him to do, to bring honor and glory to God, his Father. Now, let's take that to us. How about you and me? Why did God put us on the earth? Right? Jesus had a purpose here. So do we. Each of us are very unique. You're like a snowflake. You're one of a kind. They broke the mold when they got done with you. We have been designed by God, the great creator, each of us. And he doesn't make mistakes. Each of us has our own unique purpose and function in the body of Christ. Hopefully you believe that. Even Maddie has a unique role and purpose, even as a baby. I know, I hear that. She reveals God to others. She blesses each one of us in our unique way, in a different ways. As she grows up, her role and her purposes will change, but she'll continue to be a blessing to others, revealing God through her, bringing glory to him. So none of us are exempt, even a little one. So, with each one of us, there are seasons in our lives, and seasons change. Our mission and our purpose will also slightly change and alter. For years, I was a father of two small boys. My purpose has changed with them. They're no longer young boys. They're each married and grown. So my role with them has changed as well. I've worked at Hemfield for 35 years and teaching art. I minister to kids in class through the Bible Club. We had Bible studies before school, and I even minister to kids during school, and as well as coaching. I minister to kids. I even had a kid come to the Lord on the cross-country bus, receive Jesus on the cross-country bus coming home from an away meet. Praise God. But that season is past. When I retired, all that changed. So I said to the Lord, what's my purpose now? He says, to whom much is given, much is expected. I took that very seriously. You give me all this time now, Lord, since I'm retired. What do you have in mind? And it took me a little bit. I appreciate your prayers. Kathy in particular, we were chatting about different things. I knew she was interceding for me because I was kind of like, not sure. I'm still searching for that. But in the midst of all that, for each of us, that's where our relationship with Jesus comes in. It's so important to be able to know the Lord's voice, know the voice of the Holy Spirit and his promptings as to what he would have you do. In time, I started volunteering with this group called Life Cycles. It's a bicycle ministry for boys. And we would meet Tuesdays, Thursdays, ride bike. We'd be able to speak into their lives, mentor them. And it's been a good fit for me. And we even go longer rides on Saturdays. We did a week-long trip, as many of you know, this summer from Pittsburgh to Washington, D.C. And I was developing relationships and mentoring relationships with kids. And I'm still doing those things, and it's been great. I learned it wasn't as much about me helping them as it is about them helping me, too. It's funny how much I've learned from them and through the other leaders about me and my walk with the Lord and what things need to change in my life. It's interesting how God does that. And here we are now, new beginnings. This is a new season for new beginnings. For all of us. So the question would be for all of us this morning, it's the same question. Why has God brought us here? What's his purpose and his mission for us being here? You need to ask him personally, what is my purpose within New Beginnings since we're here at Teen Central? What's my mission? I don't know. I'm still trying to figure out what mine is. But we need to seek the Lord both individually and corporately as to what the world he wants us to do. Personally, I sensed that he wanted me to step out and do some more volunteering. Imagine that, me working with high school kids. Just in a different way. So I took the leap of faith. I started volunteering. I was in a couple of times now in Teen Central here volunteering. I'm not sure what my role will be. That may change. Maybe I'll change from high school to middle school. I'm not sure. We'll see as God guides me. I came in here my first time volunteering, and my prayer was simple. I said, Lord, help them for them to see you in me. Help them to see your love in me. That's it. I wasn't going to be a solver of all their problems or anything else. I just wanted them to just simply see God in me and sense his love from me. I wasn't going to be here to change the world or them. I hope that they did. So the question is, what is he calling you to do? It may not be volunteering with kids, but what will your role be? He says, ask, seek, and knock. Doesn't he say that? The Holy Spirit will reveal to you your role. So be ready to obey when he says what it is. And if you're not sure, keep seeking him on that. I was here chatting with Sean, I guess it was Tuesday night, and he had this idea that I believe was from the Lord for New Beginnings. Maybe some Sunday in December, we don't have this worked out yet, but maybe after a worship service here on a Sunday morning, to go out to some of the surrounding houses around just this immediate neighborhood area and give them cookies. Knock on the door and say, hi, we're in the neighborhood now, and how about some cookies? I thought maybe if they're diabetic and don't eat cookies, we could give them a $5 gift card to Subway right down the street. That might be a nice thing in place of cookies if they don't want a cookie. But just to tell them, hey, God loves you. He's got a plan for your life. Is there something we could pray for you for? If not, here, joy. But I believe there's going to be many more ideas and things he might have us do as a church. Yeah, it'll make us step out of our little comfort zones. That's good. To be able to be a blessing to not only the neighbors, but Teen Central and their families. So, God had a specific plan for Jesus when he moved on the earth, and he fulfilled it completely. My prayer is that we will understand his purpose for us here in this place, and that we will fulfill that completely as well. As we seek him together and discover his plans for us individually and corporately. But he does have plans. So as you hear the Lord speaking to you, share those ideas like Sean did with me. Share them with Barry. Share them with Scott. So we can seek and be part of this great adventure God has brought us on to bring glory to Jesus. Let's pray. Father, we thank you for this morning that we could be here in this place. Thank you that you were willing to come to this earth and become a man. Thank you that you not only became a man, but you died for us in our place. Lord, you were completely faithful to the Father, fulfilled every purpose in your mission completely. Thank you for your faithfulness. Lord, help us now to be faithful, to hear your still small voice, to sense your leading and prompting, both personally and corporately, Lord, to fulfill your role for us in this season, in this place, for the glory of Jesus. Lord, as we leave from this place now, help us to be salt and light wherever we go. We pray in Jesus' name.